B-Pod Studios.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
From the ABC Studios in New York, this is the $100,000 Pyramid. Tonight's celebrity guests are from the New England Patriots, Super Bowl champions Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman. Now, here's your host, Michael Strahan.
From the city wide, $100,000 pyramid.
Well, first of all, it's a crime that Steve Harvey's not the host of this because I need someone to look at the camera and just be like, wah.
Are you kidding me? What the heck?
What's something you can find in your bathroom? Condoms.
Condoms? What do we got, Danson? We got a good one tonight. What do we got?
Oh, from Atlanta, Georgia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
From the ABC Studios in New York, this is the $100,000 Pyramid. Tonight's celebrity guests are from the New England Patriots, Super Bowl champions Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman. Now, here's your host, Michael Strahan.
From the city wide, $100,000 pyramid.
Well, first of all, it's a crime that Steve Harvey's not the host of this because I need someone to look at the camera and just be like, wah.
Are you kidding me? What the heck?
What's
are
something you
talking
can find
about?
In your bathroom? Condoms.
Condoms?
What do we got, Danson? We got a good one tonight. What do we got?
Oh, from Atlanta, Georgia, we have the Barkley family. And the other family's from Decatur, and he puts his hand across it. He always says, I'm your man, Steve Harvey. And, oh, we got a good one for you tonight.
All right, it's Charles. So we got Charles Barkley on there? Is that what we got?
Oh, yeah. All right, so obviously the networks are really piling on all the cash in these summer shows. They're just saying, we're going to make the cheapest shows possible, and you're going to watch them, America. So this is the... Now, how much is the pyramid? Because $10,000 pyramid would not be that impressive now.
No, it is now $100,000. I actually had to look it up because I had no idea. So it's $100,000 pyramid, and Michael Strahan is the new host.
You would assume that one of Dick Clark's sons, or if he had any offspring, would take over. But they just gave it right to Strahan.
His son is essentially the dude, Ryan Seacrest, right? And you basically hand the keys of the kingdom to Ryan Seacrest?
I don't know. I think Seacrest did some back alley deals that weren't on that level. But nonetheless. All right.
Seacrest did?
Yeah.
Shady Seacrest?
Yeah. Seacrest, he's over there. He's, he's doing back alley deals. He's threatening people physically. I mean, the guy's a behemoth.
Right. I mean, he is a very intimidating gentleman.
And he's so talented.
So yesterday they introduced the two of them. They brought him out on stage and Strahan said, huh, guess what? You're not the two biggest stars we're going to have here today. Surprise.
You're playing against your teammate, Julian Edelman, here. But I know another one of your teammates, Tom Brady, the quarterback guy that throws you guys the ball. I asked him, I said, Tom, who is a better player out of Gronk and Edelman? And I let him put it into his own words. Here's his answer. Check it out.
What's up, Michael? I hope you guys are having a fun time tonight. You got a couple of my boys there with you. They're smart, charismatic, funny, handsome. But it's obvious there's a better player between the two of them. It's clearly...
Oh, they got him!
God! Is there somewhere to retrieve the audio? Is there? Could they call him back?
The best thing about it is that it shows Edelman laughing and it shows Gronk confused. He's like, "Well, you guys obviously are having technical difficulties."
He's going. I'm obviously
fuzzy.
I'm obviously better. I'm a Hall of Famer. Even though I'm done. I mean, I'm going to make the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the better one. But I mean. I mean, Tom gets it. And did you see Tom Brady's tweet yesterday? I was looking there during one of our 45-minute breaks, if we're waiting to tee off. And he had this thing, and he goes, you know, so people think I'm slow. You can't edit up a video, and it goes 3, 2, 1, and then it goes shoo.
Like yeah, it's like a bullet. It's almost like he goes dash shoo. From the yeah, or flash, you know.
Yeah, it was
DC Comics.
It was really funny. So see, he was going like the Roadrunner. Shoo.
I see.
And then you're thinking, you're not that fast. But he's having good fun with himself. All right, so Tom Brady, it gets shut off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are Gronkowski, is it like the old pyramid? It's so Gronkowski is one person and Edelman has one person.
Yeah, and they switch. You know, one time one of them will give the clue and the other one will try to answer what it is. And the way the pyramid works, let's say the word is like, you know, or the term is Christmas tree. And they'd be like, you know, it's lights, Santa Claus. And they have to keep naming things until they say Christmas tree.
There's no way they didn't give Gronk a list. But so like with Edelman, it would be like Edelman would say, greatest thing ever. And they go, Ed Hardy.
Well, they do have this. They gave a couple of the categories that you could choose from.
Here are your next six subjects. Here we go. Badonka Gronk.
Edelman, Edelwoman. Gronk, if you're horny. The Julian of the Nile. Boogie down Gronk. Put the pedal to the Edelman.
Okay, so...
Yeah, they didn't really have a lot on Edelman.
No.
They're kind of just going, all right, you get out of the way, son.
So Julian Edelman looks like he's, you know, really into it. He's trying to win this person money. Gronk is doing his best. Like, Gronk is, like, really concentrating to get this done. Like,
see, I'm guessing Edelman had to attend class at Kent State, so I'm guessing that he actually has a four-year degree for real. Arizona probably not asking much academically from Rob Gronkowski.
So here's Gronk's first go-around.
Rob, what do you like?
We'll go with getting jacked.
Rob, describe these terms that all contain the word jack. Ready? Go.
It's a card game. You got to get the 21. It's like a skeleton.
A scarecrow?
No.
A jack. Jack the Ripper.
No,
jack,
so close.
Jack. Pass.
It's, they're hitting them with an
jack
axe.
Hammer.
No. It's a name. It's an occupation.
Pass.
It's the name of a food place.
Oh, no.
Is he saying jack o' lantern?
Say pumpkin, damn it. Pumpkin, one word.
Yeah, so his first one was
did he say it's like a skeleton?
It's like a skeleton. It was jack o' lantern. It's like a skeleton, you know, with the arms. It's got the skeleton.
Say the word pumpkin.
He said a jack o' lantern is like a skeleton?
Jesus.
And then it was like a food place. And that was Jack in the Box, which is a food place. It's a burger place.
I think I might have gotten Jack in the Box.
A food place?
And I actually thought Jack-O-Lantern because I think that I've heard Gronkowski and I've actually spoken to him once.
Well, also, the category was like things with like Jack in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Skeleton?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, it's like a goose. Skeleton. Yes.
Okay. I bet Bird would have done better.
Yeah, Bird would have done better.
It would have killed
I think
it.
Bird would have been. Why do you want to? You want to start playing the pyramid with Bird?
The Everett Pyramid.
The Everett Pyramid.
Bird and Nick in the Everett Pyramid.
Well, but Nick doesn't know if.
I think Nick would do quite well.
Nick's categories would be things better than you.
Instead of Towny Jeopardy, we should do Towny Pyramid. Just Towny Pyramid. Bring it to him and Pasta Joe and your buddy with the Everett tattoo on his stomach.
I'll tell you, Pasta Joe loves liking things on Twitter. It just, it would be like, someone would be like, I'm hungry. And he'll be like. I'm hungry too. All right, so this continues.
So Julian Edelman, it's his turn. And things get a little sexy.
Describe these things women have that Julian Edelman probably does not.
So, 30 seconds on the
shame.
Clock. Ready, go.
Another word. Another word chest. For it. Chicken has
breast.
Yes. This in the middle. When they were pushed together, they make this
bra.
Pass.
Oh my God!
You use this when you're on your period.
Tampon.
Yes. You wear these really high heels.
Stilettos.
Yes. You wear these when you want to suck it all in under your dress. Yep.
Of course.
Pass. Yes. When you are Spence. Past the age of having your period.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
I say Spanx was the right answer.
Spanx
there.
Was the right answer. Yeah, you got that right. Yeah.
So I said corset because I'm a little medieval.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like a lady in a nice corset. And then they relieve the corset and then it just everything pops out.
It just all like flops.
I like how she points to her chest. Things.
That he swears.
Things men don't have. Chest. So he said the T word?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It beeped him out at the very beginning.
All right, so these are both obviously highly intelligent human beings.
So here's Rob Gronkowski with his final go-round.
Describe these things Julian Edelman might see while traveling down the Nile River.
Ooh. Oh,
ready?
Boy.
Go!
These triangular shaped things. They build them. They're huge.
Oh, huts.
No, they're huge.
Yes.
Animals have humps on their back.
Canoe. Camels.
The continent where the Nile runs.
Egypt.
The continent. Not the, okay. Egypt is in what? The big old place. I am blank American. I'm blank American.
African. Africa.
If you want to...
I mean, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. Big giant things. They're like big triangles.
Big giant triangles.
Huts.
Quicksand.
Oh, I got to hear that again.
Describe these things Julian Edelman might see while traveling down the Nile River.
Ooh.
Ready? Go.
These triangular shaped things. They build them. They're huge.
Oh, huts.
No, they're huge.
Pyramids.
Yes. Animals have humps on their back.
Canoe.
Camels. The continent where the Nile runs.
Egypt.
Egypt is in what? The big old place. I am blank American. I'm blank American.
African. Africa.
If you want to...
I just like what he said. No, the continent. He went, ooh.
I don't really know what's a continent.
And so he doesn't know what a continent is, and the guy has to point to himself, and I am
black.
No,
I am
blank American.
I don't think I can say this.
Oh my God. All right, we have to do it. We have to do Everett Pyramid.
All right, very good. The two can play against each other.
Yes, huts. Yes, they are indeed huts.
All right, we'll have to think of some categories. All right, we will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Kutcher and Rich. So, you know, people have been in and out as it is the summer, as we gear towards the fall, where everyone would be back for the entire fall until around Christmas time. And we were talking when I was out on, Thursday, and Rich was out on Friday. And when I was out on Thursday, you guys had been talking about bottle service and that.
Yeah.
You were going to, and then if we did well in the ratings, that you were going to go to a club.
Yeah. If we finished number one in the spring book, which we did. I consented to say, okay, I'll go to the Grand with you guys.
Okay, and so it was, and then there was a deal that there was going to be bottle service.
Yeah, glow sticks all everywhere, but bottle service, yes.
Yeah, and I said, why the hell would you go to a club like that?
Right.
Why would you want bottle service? There's so many other places you could go and so many other places, things that you could do. And I'm like, you know, you're going to a place that's full of douches, and then you're going to be doing something douchey, like sitting and paying... you know, whatever, $1,000 for a bottle of Absolut. So I said, you know, why do you want to do that? So anyway, I figured a lot of people would share my opinion on that, that why the hell would I possibly want to do that? I'm not looking to get laid. Even if I was, there's no way I'm pulling anyone out of there unless I have something that they desperately want. And then even then, they'd probably leave after they got it. So we got phone calls, and one guy called in, and he's like, Fred, do you ever have any fun? And he was very angry. And he goes, you're so miserable. When was the last time you had any fun? And then Flynn was in here, too, and John Flynn and I
all looked at each other like, I'm really not sure.
We're like, Jesus, when was the last time? What's the definition of fun?
Yeah.
Something that's not.
It's a sliding scale now.
Something that's not grueling. Yes. Like something that's not mind-numbingly boring. Something where you're not constantly getting yelled at or having to control a situation.
See, yesterday, fun.
Yes.
Yesterday, fun. The golf tournament, fun.
Yeah, yesterday was fun. And then I finally remembered, but when you are put into a spot, especially when you have children, because like watching your kids succeed at something can't count as fun. This is like as an individual.
Yes.
That you sat there and you said to yourself, wow, I'm having a really good time.
Yeah, no Dan Roach, you know, with the majestic music in the background watching your daughter catch
at
softball. It's not...
You're not tired. No. You're not, like, constantly thinking about when you can get
home. This is an individual accomplishment, yes.
Right, yeah. You're not, you know, just... You're not drunk and tired and just wanting to go home. You're not thinking about the next day. You're lost in the moment that you are having fun. 617-779-0985.
It's going to be a while because I think there are a lot of people out there that have to stop and think for a second.
Because you have to think.
Like,
when was the last time I did something enjoyable? Because even when I go out of town with my friends, there's some jackass that ruins everything and just won't shut up or gets all weird or takes some drug and gets all weird and starts babbling incoherently and you got to take it through that. Share a room with someone and they're disgusting. There's always that thing like when you go out of town with friends where you go way too hard the first day and then the next 2 days are just, I want to go home and just get in my own bed. I mean, there's always because it always seems like a good idea to go out of town with friends.
Yeah.
And then you see your friends, especially if you don't live in the same city as them, and you see your friends and then immediately all hell breaks loose and you're having a good time the first day, but then the whole rest of the trip you're just looking to somehow feel better and at one point get home. So even that doesn't count as fun. Like I went to the Lions Jets game opening night last fall. I didn't have my kids. I didn't have my wife. I stayed with a friend of mine in Atlanta. The best man of my wedding was there. And quite frankly, after the first night, it was just staying alive.
See, it's different. It was different for me because I went with about eight other guys. We went to New Orleans for the Patriots game 2 seasons ago. That was fun. That was 3 solid days, was great.
But you're responsible. You don't go and go, woohoo, like there's no one around, and then blow it up too much the first day.
No, that's true. We paced ourselves early, yes. But that was fun.
All right. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I went to the lake with my wife and 2 and 4-year-old. And the fun part, you know, you got the diapers and all the food and the snacks and the crying. When I was airborne jumping off a rope swing for that split second, it was fun.
Yeah.
And then you come back to the surface of the water and it's hell again.
Yeah, I, the other day, was at the pool with my children and they were being so awful that I kept putting my head underwater just so I wouldn't hear anything. I kept submerging myself in water so I would not have to hear their voices.
So you borderline attempted to drown yourself to get away from all the chaos.
I had to, and then we're talking to these people that I don't really know.
Jesus.
And my kids like go, and then my kids immediately go, oh, Dad's having a conversation with another adult. Let's pop on in here and yell his name 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's other children in the pool, you have your sister. I don't know. You could swim. You could throw a ball. You could do anything. And they were so annoying that the guy I was talking to, I barely knew, said, are you going to do something about this?
Oh, Jesus God. That's when you know things have gone bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah,
he actually stopped the conversation and pointed at your son and said, are you going to do something
about
this? I mean,
he wasn't being a dick, but he was just like, are you going to do something about this?
And what did you
say? I'm trying.
What'd you say?
I said, yeah, I'm trying. And then he's like, well, why don't you go play? And then he kept getting them to play with his kids.
We're
the same age.
Yep.
But they didn't want to play with his kids. And it's not because they didn't want to play with his kids because they were afraid to play with his kids. They didn't want to play with the kids because it was obviously bothering me. They were doing it to obviously bother me. They looked and they saw. I mean, it could have been. I could have sat with those people. We could have become best friends in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We could have made plans. We could have done this and that. But no. And then another time at the pool, we were sitting there and we had friends from out of town.
Yeah.
And I think I told you about this yesterday. We had friends from out of town come meet us, and the kids were being so awful.
Are those text messages from Milo who's listening at the moment?
No, something happened. You're in the sun and the kids were being so awful. I just started drinking beers and then we were supposed to go out to dinner that night with people and
You went too hard. I didn't even went hard.
I needed to be.
Sounds like fun, Fred.
The call screen is broken again.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
I mean, it just never works. I don't know how Felger does the show because all they do is take calls.
Yeah. Now we're fortunate to finally get them.
Yeah.
We can't take them.
Scott, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
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 Hey, so I have a story that might actually rival your paddleboarding story, Fred. I was in Barcelona last week and went kayaking, and all of a sudden it was the most beautiful place I had ever seen. You know, all this amazing water, amazing coastline, and I get a case of vertigo. And while I'm snorkeling, I start to try to find a place to vomit and can't. And try to find flat ground, and I step on a sea urchin, which I then have to spend the next 4 hours removing with an X-Acto knife. So, you know, just one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, and Fred, you'll love this one. The woman who was leading the tour, she was probably 5'1", 100 pounds. She had to tow me back on my back, and she swam me back to my kayak in front of the entire group of 60.
Yeah, you're better off on vacation not doing anything. Like that. I mean, it just reeks of disaster.
Too many bad things can happen?
Yeah. Well, you have the horse story.
That's true. That's...
Wallach tried to get all cute and go ride horses, at the crack of ass in the morning.
In Bermuda, yeah.
Yeah, and then his horse starts throwing fits and taking off, and they're in the rain.
I almost got thrown from a 7-foot horse.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 7 feet off the ground.
Because every time you go on vacation and try to do something that's not sitting
that's
there...
That's true.
Yeah, you're going to... I mean, I guess you could hike... Because that doesn't... But then you get your hike, and then something goes wrong. Mountain lion comes out or something. Say what you will about...
The moral of the story is, kids, don't go on vacation. And if you stay in your hotel room.
No, vacations are great. Just don't start going crazy and book excursions, because you're not going to like them.
I see.
You're not...
Can we swim with sharks? Swim with dolphins? Can we do that?
Yeah, but swimming with dolphins is just sit there.
Yeah.
I mean, I've swum with dolphins 3 times, and because of the kids, and it's fine.
But kayaking, way out of bounds? I mean, I understand that guy's story, but is kayaking too much of an excursion?
I would suggest not kayaking.
Okay.
Is this thing ever going to work?
Because usually kayaking is kind of sedate type of deal. It's not that big of a problem. You're not like trying to float downstream down waterfalls or anything. Kayaking seems to me to be kind of serene and calm.
Well, I mean, yeah, and then you tip and you're five. You know, like you tip, you lose something comes at you. There's a wave.
Uh huh. How about in a pond? Can you kayak at a pond?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, so
but where are you going on vacation where there's a pond?
Up to scenic Maine, Fred. Lots of ponds you can kayak on.
So you travel all the way to Maine just to go to a pond?
Some people do. Not me. I tend to stay near the coast, but some people go inland. Sure.
I mean, then you just go out to the, what's the lake by me? What's the lake by me in Newton?
Crystal?
Crystal Lake.
Is it Crystal Lake? I think it's Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
That's the paddleboarding deal. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of posers trying to go out there now and paddleboard. So we can take some calls. We can do something else. We'll be here for you. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Touch.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich.
By the way, Fred, I'm getting the silent treatment. I put out the feelers. I contacted several different people who I thought would be associated with Pauly D. And I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to somehow get in.
And
maybe have a face-to-face with a guy when I go to Vegas this Thursday night.
I'm over Pauly D.
Why? What did he do to you?
Well, they did the... Him and... If you don't know, my daughter and I are completists with the Jersey Shore. We have watched the Jersey Shore forward and back.
Mm-hmm.
And we became big fan. I think the Jersey Shore is the greatest reality show of all time, and I don't think it's close. And if you and they might put him in situations, but Ronnie cries, and they just did a new one, and Ronnie cries quite often in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Snooki gets wasted and gets like hit by like a guy in an episode, and Ronnie fights a guy in an episode, so they're not like fake. Those two, a couple things. Pauly D and Vinny did something called. Some dating show where the roses they had were the Italian flags.
Okay.
And then in a little twist and to make it hip, they would text the ladies and then they would say, your cab's here if it was time to leave. That show was so bad that I even couldn't get into it. And I've lost a little respect for Pauly D.
Why?
Because, I don't know, because he's like...
Because he blows us off?
No, because if you got Ron Ron in here and he made Ron Ron juice, that'd be great. If you got Snooks and Diener, if you got the meatballs in here.
Okay.
You know, I'd lost a lot of respect for Vinny, too. Because what I think is, I don't think Pauly and Vinny's relationship is real.
Okay. Oh.
They call each other like they're married and they say that they're best friends. I think that Vinny's personality was so boring that they... made the whole arc that they're best friends.
If there's no truth in reality TV, then where is their truth?
Because Vinny, that's just me. Now, they just did a first club appearance together, but I unfollowed Pauly on Instagram because Pauly was putting videos up of girls, like hot girls in bikinis, saying they can't wait for Pauly to perform. And if you're Pauly and you're DJing, is it really about who's in the audience or is it about blowing people's minds with your technical skill? I mean,
I don't know.
Like, what do I care if there's hot chicks there? What I'm there to see is Pauly DJ and to embrace the experience.
So am I off the hook because I've been really working hard to get in Thursday?
No, you're not. Again, the more I think about it, like, what's the point?
Okay.
I mean, he's probably playing a club full of people that I couldn't stand.
He is. It is going to be, it's this thing that they have at the Dre nightclub called Night Swim. So what he does is he does like two different DJ sets, one during the day and at one of these pool parties, which is ridiculous. And they charge them to get in.
Yeah, and everyone's in like super good. I'd feel ridiculous. And they're all huge douches.
And then at night, he does this thing, which I would be able to go to on Thursday night, which I've been contacting people to try to get some sort of possible FaceTime with Pauly D, but just for you.
Well, wait.
Whoa.
If you get FaceTime with Pauly.
Oh, yeah, that was the whole angle. I don't want to just, like, go to his show. No. I want him to send a shout-out to your daughter.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to record something for him. All right,
Now, if you can get to Pauly D, but I wouldn't give him the money. I would finagle a way where I could, like, before the show.
That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah,
I wouldn't pay the money. I mean, you're going to be miserable.
I wouldn't be miserable. I'd have a good time. I wouldn't care. I would. My friends might be miserable.
What are you going to do with the... I mean...
Because it's funny, because the people watching would be hysterical at a Pauly D DJ set in Vegas.
Fair enough. But, I mean, just going to a club in Vegas and getting bottle service is just like... Ugh.
Well, I'll tell you what's hysterical, though, is that I was looking to see how much it would get in if I did have to, like, pay. Because, I mean, you can, as I said, you can pay, like, $45-$50 to get in, but you're waiting like 2 hours in a line, and it's one of those things where the dude with the clipboard goes by, and if you're not like super cool, or if you don't like grease his palm,
and it's like, why do I want to be around you?
Yeah, so that's utterly ridiculous. But you would have to pay, I think, to get into his, to get like a table, which means that means you don't have to wait in line. You have a guaranteed seat, and the table gets you that much in liquor. So it would be like $1,000.
Yeah, it gets you a bottle of like Absolut.
Yeah, for like $750 would be. So you pay $1,000 and you essentially get a bottle of Absolut and a bunch of mixers, and that's it.
Right. And for
Pauly D, the joke's not worth it.
No, because it's just terrible music and terrible people.
But in my research, I was looking around at how much all these other places charge. And I was telling you a little about this yesterday. So Calvin Harris is one of the biggest DJs in the world. And you're probably like, who's Calvin Harris? Wait, trust me, you know about 800 of his songs. The dude, like I went through and I listened to some of his songs. You know the words to probably like 10 of his songs.
Sure.
Even though you don't know it's really Calvin Harris. And if you saw Calvin Harris walking down the street, you probably wouldn't know who the hell
and
he
it's
was.
It's not exactly a name that screams.
Right. He had a huge hit with Rihanna. He had a huge hit with Ellie Goulding. Like a bunch of different like songs you would know. That guy just signed a contract to do a residency at Caesar's Palace. Now, all he has to do, here's his commitment. One show a week on Friday nights at Caesar's Palace for 2 years. And he just got paid $350 million.
Now, does he
$350
perform?
$350 million.
Is he a DJ or does he perform?
He's a DJ.
All right, forget it.
Ridiculous money. And because I was looking and I was seeing like how much would it get in then? Like, I think the cheapest table at his show was like to get like you and, you know, I think it would be like seven of your friends, like a table for eight is like $5,000. And they sell out every Friday night.
That's great. So how many?
Dude makes almost $3 million a night. That is insanity.
So if you go.
And we're in the wrong business.
No, if you go and you get table service and you bring girls, it's essentially prostitution. I mean, if that's like your first or second date with a girl and you're taking them there, I mean, you're paying for sex. I mean, you absolutely are, because it's, and then also beyond that, I got laid. I paid $5,000 to see a guy hit play on Pro Tools.
Well, there's also this thing too where you're talking about prostitution. If you are a group of guys and you get a table at one of these restaurants, one of these nightclubs, there is a thing that you can do, because a lot of women who go, you know, they're trying to get free drinks as well. So you can pay a person who works at the club to go find you girls to come to your table if you want to share your drinks.
Right.
And you can tell them what kind of girl you want. Like, I want, like, you know, girls with, you know, brunettes, and I want the, you know, this age.
Yeah.
Here's some money.
And then
they'll go out and wrangle them and bring them to you.
Then they sit down and they do all your cocaine and then they leave.
I wouldn't know that, but I mean, that's from experience.
Well, first of all, if I have a table. Like, and I'm trying, I mean, listen, I've never done cocaine in my life, but I would imagine the normal scenario is that you bring the girls over and you're like, hey, yeah, and then the girls are super hot and they're there all the time because they're obviously the ones that are picking out of the crowd. And then you go, hey, and then they do all your cocaine and they drink all your alcohol and they go, thanks.
They say, nice to see you.
Yeah.
Unless they take off.
Yeah, because I don't know. Because there's someone better looking there. There's always someone richer. I don't know.
And like, and the thing is too, is that these people are getting residences like that all over Las Vegas. There's a guy, I think, named Marshmallow. You know, he's the dude who's got the DJ wearing the Marshmallow head. Okay. So the X is for eyes. He just signed some massive, like, $200 million contract there too. I guess the Chainsmokers are the only other DJs that do as well as Calvin. But Calvin Harris, it's like, he just set a record. It's like $350 million contract. He works one night a week, and it's for 2 years.
I read something
Unreal.
About how Vegas, it might have been a documentary that was like a couple parts, how Vegas has created this thing where people, their entertainment is spending money. In that.
Sure, to show off how much money you have.
Yeah, right. And people that aren't even rich. Like, so, for instance, like, I'm going to Vegas. What are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to just spend a lot of money. I'm going to buy a bottle of Cristal, and I'm just going to pop the cork in the middle of the dance floor.
That's always been that way, though. I mean, that's been that way for years.
Yeah, but it used to be, like, I would go and I would gamble a lot, or I would go and I would go see a show, and I would try to get VIP access or something like that. I mean, literally just the act of spending the money.
Sure.
Is what your leisure activity is. Like, I'm going to Vegas, and these clubs have cultivated this thing where, like, whoever spends the most money wins.
Yeah. Well, that's my whole goal, the way I'm eating at Guy Fieri's kick-ass Nacho-ritas.
See, I would so much, and not to be, but I would like to, like, I'd rather see, like, a band play, or I'd rather, you know,
well,
if I'm going to do something nice, I'd rather go to a nice restaurant.
I am seeing a band Saturday night, you know what I'm seeing?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you rule. I'm jealous.
But then really?
Then he's seeing Jack Russell's Great White. And so I wonder, what's the other Great White?
It's the one with the guys who aren't Jack Russell.
Yeah, like, name one.
The guy with the cool glasses and the hat who's not Slash.
I just like, Jack Russell's is the lead singer of Great White.
We got screwed, dude. Ozzy was supposed to be playing, and like a bunch of my friends were going to go out and meet Ozzy, and like Zakk Wylde was going to be playing with him too. They reunited, but Ozzy got up in the middle of the night to pee and broke his leg, and he canceled his tour. And so I'm completely missing out on that. And so one of my friends was just like, dude, Bret Michaels is at the Red Rock Casino. Way the hell off the strip.
Yeah, I'd go to that.
And I'm like, all right.
I mean,
as long as you go to Fieri's beforehand.
If you want to talk about people watching.
Well, that's the best part of Vegas.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie. I do like those EDM shows. Like, that's a guilty pleasure.
See,
I could see myself. Imagine paying $5,000 to get into one of those things. I mean, imagine that.
What do you like about the EDM show?
I love it. It's loud. It's like, it sounds good when you're drunk. It's like metal. I mean, it's like the same thing feeling I get when I listen to, you know, Slayer. It's loud, it's pulsating. You can't concentrate on anything but the music.
But it's also just chock full of douches.
Well, so are metal shows.
Not the same thing, and you know it. Metal shows are all just heavy.
Listen, they are. There's a lot of douches there, but I like it. And I can't explain it, but it's a lot of fun. And I like going to those clubs, and I like drinking, and I like going nuts with that kind
of
stuff.
There's plenty of places. So you dance?
Oh, yeah, dude, of course I do.
You get up and you, like, dance around?
Oh, yeah, totally. You see me at metal shows. I use just a stage dive.
Right, but it's, like, a kind of a different environment.
Yeah, but it's still the same kind of release.
Oh, where did my rich go?
Well, I've always kind of been that guy.
Not the EDM guy. Not getting tables at clubs and things like that.
Well, I only get tables because when I go with my wives and stuff like that, they want to sit down. Like, I didn't want to go with my guy friends and go get a table.
No,
that's not what I want to do. Like when you're with a bunch of women, and you know, it's like couples, you do that because they want to sit. And to be quite honest, I want to sit.
A lot of money to sit and listen to some DJ. But listen, to each his own. Obviously, it's a very successful business. We have 911 audio from Brookline for you.
One of my favorite segments.
And it is garbagey as ever. The people there, worst place I've ever lived in any city, in any state in my life. And we will have that for you in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And I thank you everyone who participated in the golf tournament yesterday. Atkinson's Resort was kind enough to give Maserati and the station the course for free.
Yeah, the whole thing. And that almost never happens with these charity golf tournaments. I mean, the one cool thing that most country clubs do is they'll give you a really deep discount because they know it's for charity. But Atkinson just said, have at it. And the entire thing started yesterday around 2. And I believe that after yesterday's tournament, Maz and the charity for Children's Hospital has raised over $200,000, which is just phenomenal. And I know that this is something that sells out right away. And I was telling one of the organizers yesterday, I was like, you need to raise the price on this thing. I mean, if you're selling it out within like 30 seconds and it's all for charity, like make it worth more money. Because I think right now it's fairly inexpensive to get in. It was like
$150. You get lunch, dinner, and 18 holes.
18 holes on a great course? I mean, that's... You got to start jacking up that price, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think that you make it... It was $150. You make it $300. Maybe you put 19 foursomes out there.
Do it. I'm telling you. Just jack that price, baby.
You make more money than you were making now.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you do. I mean, yeah, because you get that extra.
Rounds would only be 4 hours and 45 minutes instead of 5:35.
You said a 9-hole tournament?
No.
I'm all right with that.
No, the good event. So we had Kiss bumping.
Uh-huh.
A lot of Kiss.
Yep.
Little Judas Priest.
Mm-hmm.
To make the people, and the people in front of us were unironically listening to Huey Lewis in the News. So that was what we did yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good crew, and Maz did a good job putting that together. And thank you for putting the golf club right near a Taco Bell. That was a good thing.
Yeah, and I did not get drunk at this one.
This is the first. Okay, Fred, this is the first year I could tell you truly cared about how well you played.
Yeah.
Okay, because I mean, and you've got the bug, and you've been doing it. You've been playing a lot, and you played well. At Wallach peacocking a little too much, but I thought...
That happened how many times?
See, I think Wallach got in your head a little bit, Rich, because you keep praising his performance. Wallach was nothing special.
Wallach was very good. I bet we took over 50% of his shots in the back half.
You took
half.
More of my shots than anyone's. That's
no,
in
Fred,
the back half?
Oh, back
oh,
half.
No
baby.
Way.
Back nine, I got it rolling. You carried us for a long period of time.
I said Fred was great in the first half, and then he petered off like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And you just continued to...
And as I said earlier, the moment I started hitting the ball well is the moment I stopped caring.
Yeah.
It's seriously. I mean, that's how I play my best when I don't care.
Stopped caring as he flips his golf club and throws his hand.
There was one... Like, if you're going to bring this up, I want to explain it. There was one shot in front of everyone. There was a backup on one of the holes, and there were a couple other foursomes that were watching us tee off, and I hit a ball 260 straight down the fairway. Couldn't have hit the ball any better, and I posed afterwards. And after about 7 lousy shots in a row, people saw me hit a good one. You're damn right I'm posing. I'm posing for as long as I possibly can to milk all the goodness out of that shot.
Is that the one where I outdrove you, but it was right, but I found the ball and it ended up being like...
That happened at least on one or two other holes where I hit the fairway and you went further than me and you were a little off to the right, yes. Yeah.
What is it's a 12-man rondo, $50 a man. It's also a $50 match within our foursome.
Is this the Matty Siegel thing? Is this what we're going back to?
I don't know if I want to do this.
It is the Matty Siegel thing. Okay. You're supposed to play with him on Friday, right?
It's where everyone thinks they're really smart and just complains all the time.
it's Connect Four.
It's a 12-man rondo.
And then there's complaining to the guy in charge.
Do you think I like Maddie a lot, but do you think this is just going to be miserable for me?
No, you're going to have a lot of fun.
You'll have a good time.
Do you know any of the other guys you're playing with?
No, which makes me nervous.
No, you'll play Matt. You and Maddie will share a cart and you'll be fine. It's a problem.
I don't know. It's a 12-man rondo. I better get my 30 strokes. Because then you're all right. You get the 30 strokes.
I have no idea what that means.
I have no idea what that means.
I bet he's making that up.
12-man rondo. I've never heard that before.
Is he saying rondo instead of round to be like cool?
Oh, you think it corrected?
12-man round? It doesn't make sense.
Well, you would have 3 foursomes. I don't know.
If he called a round a rondo, then you're hanging out with douchier people than I am on Friday.
I didn't say your friends are douchey.
No, I'm talking about being in Vegas. I'm talking about being in the clubs in Vegas.
Listen, Maddie was no stranger to the clubs in his earlier days. All right, listen. We have everyone's angry in Brookline. I'll explain how this all came to be, and we'll have that for you. There'll be no commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.